Leesha Cornwall is the acclaimed Canadian author of 15 historical romance novels. Her newest story is set in World War I, a historical novel about a female doctor who sets out to break society's expectations and to save lives on the battlefield at a time when women rarely held roles outside the home. It's called The Woman at the Front, and it was inspired by Leesha's own family history during World War I. Here's our conversation with writer Leesha Cornwall. Your main character, Eleanor Atherton, graduates from medical school near the top of her class in 1917. Can you remind us what it would have taken a woman to get into medical school at the time and find employment in this profession afterwards?
Few medical schools actually admitted female students to begin with. And when they did, there were a lot of classes that they weren't allowed to take. For example, anatomy classes could not be taken in the company of male students because it was completely inappropriate. And when they did manage to graduate, they were expected to go into either community medicine with children and women, or they could choose to emigrate. It was very difficult to just practice general medicine with all sexes. And so Eleanor would have had to, first of all, fight the expectations of her parents that she would marry and join society as a respectable woman. And being married in those days meant that a woman had to give up her medical career entirely and become her husband's dependent. So at best, she could hope to marry a doctor and sort of be his nurse or his assistant in the surgery.
One thing that The Woman at the Front made me think about is how during World War I, despite devastating casualties, the idea that any military hospital would turn away help, even if it came from a woman, would they really let their men die rather than having a woman who is a competent medical professional see to them?
Well, they initially turned away everyone. I mean, there were suffragette groups who came to the government when the war was declared, having raised their own funds, supplied hospitals and staffed them with very competent women. And the government said, no, go home, sit down and knit something. So these women took their donation off to the French, and the French said, oh, yes, we'll happily have you. And when the British realized that they had to start bringing their casualties home to treat in England, they went to France to see some of these hospitals set up by women, and they notably brought one back to London and said, okay, here's a facility, set it up and do what you're going to do. So it was also very political because these women were suffragettes. It was called the Endell Street Hospital in London, and it became one of the most successful military hospitals. And they pioneered a lot of new ways of treating cases. And so women did manage to find their way in, but otherwise most women ended up practicing on refugees or in sort of the lesser known areas. So Serbia and Russia and places like that.
Bringing this back to present time, our own healthcare workers around the world are under such stress and strain as we see the effects of the pandemic take its toll. Did you draw any parallels between your story and what's happening in real life?
In 1918, they had the huge influenza pandemic, which killed a huge number of people, even more than COVID, I believe. I'm not up on my statistics on that. I'm trying to avoid looking at the news on COVID because things are so bad where I am. I'm in Alberta and it's awful here. But yes, seeing that they had to keep on struggling through this, and it added sort of an extra layer of stress, and they did not know how to treat it any more than as we had to learn on the ground. So it was hard to imagine having to treat the wounded and the sick and to get sick yourself and possibly die of this illness. So yeah, that was quite something.
You're listening to What We're Reading, and we're talking with writer Leesha Cornwall. Leesha, I read that you were inspired to write The Woman at the Front in part by your own family's history during World War I. Would you care to share some of that history with us?
Yes. My grandfather was, and his family emigrated from England. And when war was declared, my grandfather's brother immediately went and joined up and to fight for the mother country. And at one battle, the Battle of Vimy Ridge, which is a very famous Canadian battle, they were both there. And my grandfather was with the artillery, so he was well behind the lines. But my great uncle was at the very front, and he was killed in the very early part of the battle. And when I was a teenager, my grandfather said, "I want you to go to France and find his war grave," which I eventually did with my own kids. And yes, he's buried in this tiny little military cemetery, Commonwealth Grave Cemetery, just within view of the Vimy Monument that's there. And that sort of made me decide, yes, I would like to, it was a very moving trip, that I would like to write a book about my grandfather's war. Because I'm a woman, from a woman's perspective, it would have to be a nurse. And then when I was doing the research, I realized, well, women doctors weren't allowed, although there were female volunteers and nurses. And I thought that would make a much more interesting story, a woman who sort of manages to make a contribution in her own way as a doctor. So that's where the idea came from.
I think your love for your character, Eleanor Atherton, really shines in this book. What does this character mean to you?
Oh, I truly, truly fell in love with Eleanor. I mean, she's so stubborn, but the one thing about her is that she is completely opposite to what I am. I mean, writers tend to be shy, introverted people. We sit in our office and in solitude and listen to people in our heads telling us stories, whereas Eleanor is very bold and brave and determined. And she goes out and makes what she wants happen. She reminds me of my daughter, actually, but which is another reason why I probably adore Eleanor. She's my opposite in every way, but that's one of the nice things about being a writer is that we can create characters that are so different from us and do the things that we wish we could do and sort of get to step into their skin for a short while and have these adventures. So that's a recommendation for anybody who's thinking about being a writer. That's the best part of the job.
Leisha Cornwall's new novel is a World War I work of historical fiction. It's called The Woman at the Front. This is What We're Reading. I'm Tammy Bobrowski.